now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
You know, out here on the West Coast, there's only two things that you can talk about with anybody. First of all, it's the cost of housing, which is astronomical and horrible and beyond conversations. But second, of course, is the weather. And we have had the strangest weather out here. For one thing, it snowed, which is unusual. Not bizarre, but unusual. But it's lasted and lasted. We've had days of snow in the middle of March. Now, you see, the two are tied together because the reason we pay these stupid prices for our housing out here is so that we can avoid the winter that the rest of Canada gets. And now we've got it. It just doesn't seem fair to me. It seems wrong. But I have to, you know, say there are some bright spots, and I hope to bring some great Celtic to you and lighten up your day as it lightens up mine. We're going to start off with Lorne McDougall and Hello World.
Thank you.
Ailsa. From Sketch's second album, they're from the Isle of Skye, and they're led by a gentleman named Ian Copeland. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Now here's a group from Winnipeg, which is a great city. This is 95 South from the Ducks.
Is anybody listening?
Hi, this is Tanya Elizabeth.
Christian Dugas.
Sarah Dugas.
Leonard Podolak.
And we're the Ducks.
And you've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
95 South, 95 South. That is the way to my baby's house. 95 South, 95 South. That is the way to my baby's house.
In Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
For St. Patrick's Day, Martin Joseph is a powerful singer and songwriter gifted with the rare ability to speak to the soul. With a career spanning 30 years, 32 albums, and over 500,000 record sales, he graces the stage of the St. James Hall on March 17th, a Rogue Folk presentation. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to Celtic-Connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com and calcopyright.com. We find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists. You are listening to Celt in a Twist, and we have a great interview coming up later this hour with Kira about her new album, Strongbow. Do stick around. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you.
Don't I like two lumps of lead? I'm stuck out here, half drenched, half dead, from standing under your window.
Oh, let me in, the soldier cried.
Cold, hailey, windy night.
Oh,
let me in, the soldier cried, or I'll not come back again. No.
Oh, my father, he watches down the street, and my mother, the bedroom key she keeps, and the doors and the windows do creak, and I dare not let you in. Oh,
oh, let me in, the soldier cried. Cold, hailey, windy night. Oh, let me in, the soldier cried, for I'll not come back again.
Oh, and she rose up and she let him in. She kissed her true love cheek and chin. She's took him between the sheets again, and she opened and she let him in. Oh, then she's blessed the rainy night, cold, hailey, windy night. Then she's blessed the rainy night that she opened and she let him in. Oh. So fare you well forever.
Oh, then she has wept for the rainy night, and the cold,
oh,
and the hailey,
windy night.
Oh, then she has wept for the rainy night that she opened and she let him in.
Oh, and he's jumped up all out of the bed. He's put his hat all on his head, and he's gone away with a maiden head. A mummy, she's at her dinner.
Oh, then she has cursed all the rainy night and the cold, hailey,
windy night.
Oh, then she has cursed all the rainy night that she opened and she let him in.
We'll be right back.
little piece was arranged by Simon Emerson of the Afro-Celts. That is the Carthys and Transglobal Underground with Cold, Haley, Rainy Night, and I Do Know of Which They Speak. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. Here's barley juice with a little something to warm you up. It's potatoes. A little Irish whiskey on the side.
The foggy hills as I made my way back to my Irish lass. She laid in wait for the man who went away. On the table was the food that filled my past. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes boiled and fried. Potatoes, potatoes, enough to make you cry. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes piled high. Potatoes with whiskey on the side. It was a cold winter's morning when my bunny said to me, ship and sail across the sea. Now don't fret, my darling, it won't be very long. We'll have some potatoes by the dawn. We'll have potatoes, potatoes, potatoes boiled and fried. Potatoes, potatoes, enough to make you cry. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes piled high. Potatoes with whiskey on the side. Came home to my little ones, they were filled with fear. Sat down to eat, cleaned out my ear. The missus came out with a stewed tomato. No thanks, Carleen, I'll have a potato if it's all the same to you. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes boiled and fried. Potatoes, potatoes, enough to make you cry. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes piled high. Potatoes with whiskey on the side. Potatoes in the morning, potatoes in the night. Potatoes in the evening, potatoes by the light. We agree, potatoes and beer are good enough for me. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes boiled and fried. Potatoes, potatoes, enough to make you cry. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes piled high. Potatoes with whiskey on the side.
Thank you.
Battlefield Band have a new album out called The Producer's Choice, which celebrates the band's induction into the Scottish Traditional Music Hall of Fame. Congratulations, folks. That was Ballarat Jig. This is a really great album. Now, Cal Cote, our producer, sat down on the phone with Kira. Now, we've known Kira for such a long time. She's a great musician and a charming, charming gal. And she does have a new album out. This is Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
In the soundbite reality of a million song universe, today's music consumers seem to have little time for artist loyalty as they merrily hop from one single to the next, which is a shame because as they bounce around, they're missing out on the real journey, the maturation of the artist and her craft. Kira Raymond has just released her fourth album of original fiddle tunes called Strongbow. Kira rejoins Kilt in a Twist to tell us a little bit more. Congratulations, first off, Kira.
Thank you very much.
Hey, without stating the obvious, I love that with each new album you release, the presentation gets bigger and then it gets more polished. Strongbow sets the bar higher again. Are you enjoying this wind under your wings, the momentum, if you will?
Yeah, I'm loving it. This new album for me feels like I finally found my voice. Like this is what I have always wanted to sound like, I would almost say. And the guest musicians I was able to have play on a few tracks each just adds so much. It's such a privilege to have them play with me, like Michael McGoldrick and Robin Lane on percussion. I'm loving the sound of the album, and I can't wait to share it with others.
I want to talk more about the guest musicians in a sec. Here's a pedestrian question for you. How much time do you spend with your instrument?
Oh, dear. You know what? For me, I would say it almost goes in phases.
Mm-hmm.
Some weeks, you know, I'm playing all the time. And other weeks, I need a break from it almost so that I can come at it with a new appreciation or new creative feeling.
You find that? I find that too. If you take a break from something for a while, it gives you sort of like a fresh perspective when you get back into it?
Absolutely. And even listening to the tracks as they were in their raw state after recording, I would listen to it for a while and, you know, think about what instruments you want to add to the bass track, but I would need a couple weeks of a break listening just so that I could get a new, you know, perspective on it. So, yeah, I like to take breaks once in a while.
Yeah, especially in the recording, you get ear fatigue, right? You know, you just need to step away from it and come back to it and listen with fresh ears. I fully appreciate that. When I look at the great players, and you were just mentioning, who have contributed to this album, one name for me stands out, and that is Michael McGoldrick. How did that collaboration come about?
Well, I'm so grateful to my producer, Adrian Dolan. He's one of those guys that everybody wants to do something for them, whether it's playing music, producing, doing the tech for their shows. He's just
your go-to guy.
Yes, absolutely. Go-to guy, that's right. So I was very excited that he happened to have worked with Michael McGoldrick before, and so he had the contact and he set it up, and Michael recorded over in Ireland and sent us back the track.
And how about Robert Lane? He's doing a lot of work on the local scene, Robin Lane.
And yes, it's so nice to have him. He's such a sweet guy and incredibly talented. He added some instruments, you know, that some of them, I don't even know the name of them. They're these world percussion instruments, but they had such a different flavor to some of the tracks that I had never imagined before. So it's very exciting for me to have these new sounds coming to what is my normal traditional and original tunes.
You've got your Kilt in a Twist, and we have Kira online talking about Strongbow, her fourth and most accomplished album to date. Get to know Kira through her website at irishmadness.com. Kira, I want to talk about something that I think is truly unique and kind of mind-blowing. You have published a book called Kira's Collection, All Original Fiddle Tunes, which includes notations for 73 compositions that you've written yourself. This is a real contribution to Celtic heritage and the Canadian songbook. How has this book been received, and where can you get it?
Wow, thank you so much for your kind words. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. You can get it at Long and McQuaid, different locations across Canada. You can get it on my website, irishmadness.com. And, you know, I started writing tunes when I was 10 years old, and by the time I was 14, I had about 40 tunes, and my mom had the great idea, let's publish this, let's share this with the world and Canada. And yeah, it was really exciting to be the first all-original tune book in Canada, in BC.
Well, there you go. That's what they always say, listen to your mother, because she knows best.
She does.
Yeah.
Have you had any other feedback from other places around the world?
You know what? Surprisingly, a lot of my orders come from outside of Canada. They come from the U.S. I've had a couple from Japan. Apparently, there's a big fiddling scene in Japan.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, and some Ireland and Scotland and Australia as well. So, cool. Yeah. And something that I really appreciate is on my albums, I record other musicians' tunes, and I always you talk to them and get their permission and their feedback of maybe how they'd like it presented. And often in return, what they want is a book of my original tunes. So I think that's a nice compliment as well.
Wonderful. Hey, tell us a little bit more about Adrian and Adam Dobrez. These are the two guys that you are performing with as well, right?
That's right, yes. Adrian produced the album, but he also plays every instrument under the sun. So it's nice to be able to pull at all his different talents. Yeah. So on the album, he's playing piano, mandolin, mandola, piano, and accordion as well for some different flavors. And wow. Then Adam, he's the nicest guy to begin with. And he plays the guitar just so beautifully. He gets so into the groove and into the rhythm. He's smiling the whole time he's playing. People love watching him at my concerts because his head's always moving and he's just jamming. Like, you can just tell he's having a good time every time he plays. And a new feature for this album is he's playing some electric guitar, creating some nice spacey sounds in the background.
The atmosphere is nice. I always think that Celtic acoustic guitar players are some of the best rhythm players in the world. They manage to get that pulse going and going and going. People just, you know, climb out of their seats and get on their feet.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Hey, Kira, congratulations on this. I'm really hoping to share more of the music on Strongbow with our listeners. And let's give the title a spin as we wrap up. Can you set up Strongbow for us?
Great. This is a medley of four tunes. The first one is A Beautiful Air by Dee Armstrong, an Irish composer. It is called Charlotte's Web, and it's followed by three reels. The first of the reels is Strongbow, followed by a traditional tune, and it finishes with one that I wrote, Stonemason's Daughter.
Thank you.
choice indeed, and a strong one for Celtic music. That was Kira. The new album is called Strongbow. Just get out there. Buy it. You're listening to Kilt and a Twist, and we do promise you, up to the top of the hour with great Celtic music. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hey world, this is Michael Franti.
This is Kanan.
Fuhua in the dark.
Gogo Bordello.
Hi, I'm Natasha Atlas.
Greetings, this is Daniel Stevens.
Justin Adam.
This is Steve Riley of the Mamu Playboys.
Talvin Singh, you're listening to Free Range Radio.
Steve Berlin.
Cesar Rosas.
We're from Los Lobos and you've discovered music with no borders and no boundaries.
This is Gal Cote, the best artist in the world. Come home to World Beat Canada. Join me for a ride on the global side with World Beat Canada Radio.
Lucy and May had a black history, the poison thoughts and a bleeding misery. Nobody let nobody down, even when hostility turned into a fight. Found and lost, moment of a memory in your eyes. Found and lost, some things we just can't despise. Found and lost, scars and heartaches in our lives. Found and lost.
of who I once was. I keep it in my head, this picture of us. If there's forgiveness for liars and thieves, I pray on my last breath, she's thinking of me. Suffer your crown. Will you remember me when I'm not around?
Groups that feature twin pipers that are actually, yes, twins. But Mudmen do. That was The Storm from their album Old Plaid Shirt. Before that, Pipes and Pints from Prague. You find the greatest Celtic in the oddest places, don't you? That was Found and Lost. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist, and thanks to Kira, our guest, and her album Strongbow. Celt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Coat. We are going to go out on Hevia and Son del Buscoso. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you. Copyright Communications.